Right. I'm so sick of this story, and yet we have to talk about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm not sick of it yet.
How can you not be? Do you just not watch any news channels or anything like that?
Well, yeah, I watch the news, but I don't know. Maybe I have a higher tolerance than you do.
I guess I'm a little bit of a news junkie.
Mm-hmm.
You may not know that about me, but I am. So I watch Hardball with Chris Matthews. Every once in a while, I'll flip on a Wolf Blitzer, you know, see what's going on in the Situation Room.
Yeah. Rah!
The Situation Room, you know. And this is kind of funny. He has this guy that I normally hate. His name's Jack Cafferty. He does the Cafferty File. I don't know. He's just like some senile old man they put on. He's like, well, Wolf, we asked our question today. And he gives some kind of lame commentary. But he did a pretty good job with this deal here. This was on, I think this was on Friday's show. Because obviously everyone is going wall to wall on Anna Nicole Smith is dead.
Yeah.
Oh, America mourns. You know, it's like, she was some kind of icon of some sort, you know? Here, check this out.
Would you fix the Department of Homeland Security? Email your thoughts to CaffertyFile at CNN.com. Go to CNN.com/CaffertyFile. Is Anna Nicole Smith still dead, Wolf?
Yes. We're going to be updating our viewers coming up shortly on...
Can't wait for
the
that.
...mysterious circumstances surrounding that, Jack. Thank you. Coming up also.
I like how Wolf totally plays off the sarcasm.
Yeah.
Yes. And we'll give you the latest coming up in about 10 minutes. Also, you know, it's just, I'm so done with it. Do you think the whole thing's do you think it's a tragedy?
Well,
do you? Like Anna Nicole Smith remembered. Oh, and they put this like little banners down the top. Even on TMZ.com, you know, one of the most salacious celebrity websites out there. Every Anna Nicole Smith story they have.
Uh-huh.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
They have a little Anna Nicole Smith in like, you know, 1967 to 2007.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, the hell. And
well,
then Anna Nicole Smith died, maybe died of this and that. This guy's been with her, the baby daddy, we don't know. And you know,
well, there's been so much like legal battles in her life, and she's been in the news so much, of course it's gonna be, you know, all over the place.
Yeah, but like, oh, America fell in love with her beauty and all this. Like, she was a Playboy model, right?
Yeah, well, so was Marilyn Monroe. She was in Playboy, and everybody loved her. When she died, everybody was upset.
But Marilyn Monroe was more consistently good-looking than Anna Nicole.
So?
I know, that's a little rough. But everyone's like, you know, it's, oh, this, oh, the Anna Nicole Smith tragedy, you know? And it's like, well, you know, as much as we criticize, you know, this Facebook group, or you brought it up on Friday, what was it called? Anna Nicole Smith, you had this coming?
Yeah, you had it coming.
I mean, in all actuality, she kind of did.
Well, yeah, but, you know, a lot of stars do that stuff, and they eventually find help. Maybe, you know, she wasn't to that point yet where she thought she needed help. Because everybody around her was doing it, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously she had some... Like, if you go look at the photo up at mattstooks.com under the scoop, there's this photo of Anna Nicole, Howard K. Stern, and the baby, and they both just look awful.
Well, I could see her looking awful. She just, you know, pushed a kid out of her body. But
he looks just totally like he just did a line off her pregnant stomach or something, you know?
Well, maybe he was up all night with her. You know, maybe she had a hard labor and he was up
all
night.
Who knows? I don't know. The whole deal was just a mess, obviously. But do you recall any, in our lifetime, do you remember any celebrity who's gotten as much coverage as this? I can think maybe one.
Which one?
Princess Diana. And that's a little bit different of a story.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Seriously, have you? I mean, like, wall-to-wall coverage of this person's death that wasn't like, I mean... O.J. Simpson, obviously, that was...
Yeah, that was different,
you know,
though.
Sawing people's heads off and stuff. That's a little bit different of a story, but...
I have to think about this one. Not off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure there was one that was, you know, kind of overhyped a little bit. But probably not as bad as this one.
So do you think... Do you say this is a tragedy or not? Do you think it's a tragedy?
I think... For her kid, yeah.
For the baby?
Yeah.
Anna Nicole dying is a tragedy for the baby.
Yeah, totally. She's only 5 months old. She'll never know her mom.
It's like one of our callers said earlier that, you know, the kid's probably going to live a more normal life now. You know, as much as, you know, you don't want to see a kid's birth parent die.
Yeah, but, like, look at, like, Judy Garland's kids.
Yeah.
You know, look, Liza Minnelli's her kid.
Okay, that's a bad hit. Well, yeah, I mean, obviously she could be worse off. Like, maybe she goes and, like, the kid goes and Howard K. Stern is the kid's dad.
Uh-huh.
You know, but if it's, like, Larry Burkhead or Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband.
What if it's the old dead dude?
Just the old dead dude, then, well, his family will get it, and they'll have all kinds of money, and they'll be able to raise the kid normally, kind of, I guess. I don't know.
Well,
they do have old man buying the affections of a hot young woman jeans in there then. Yeah. God, it's just, it's such an odd story. I understand, you know, there's a lot of fascination with it. I admit, if it's on TV or something, like, all right, I'll find out the latest. Just kind of stare at the TV an hour later. Oh. Wow, I just, wow. Great.